Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Here in the No Static Attic, even yours truly, Dave the Rave, your record geek. I'm getting ready for Halloween. Yes, I'm certainly getting into the spirit, that's for sure. Hit records, those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Welcome to a brand new edition of Relics and Rarities. Cool Halloween songs, yes. I love the Halloween holiday. Just a couple of weeks away. From 1961, they were called the Moon Trekkers. I have that on an import 45. It might have been only available as an import. The Moon Trekkers and Night of the Vampire. Rest in peace, Ginger Baker.
Inside of you.
may have been considered strange, but certainly many people, just about everybody, considered him one of the greatest drummers. Ginger Baker, up in rock and roll heaven, Cream from 67.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Doors. And of course, back in 1967, right around this time, fall of 67, you'll find that record on the charts. The Doors and People Are Strange.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
She that won't complain, so very cold she keeps to herself. I think my woman have found someone else. I think my woman found someone else, and I've got a right to cry. I've got a right to cry. I've got a right to cry, my darling. I got a right to cry, because I don't think my woman loves me no more. We never must, but all the same, what kind of woman is she that won't complain? So very cold she keeps to herself. I think my woman have found someone else. I think my woman found someone else, and I've got a right to cry.
Sure Shot 45 from 64 on the Lucky record label. Yes, sounds so much like Curtis Mayfield, who wrote the song. Yes, the Curtis Mayfield tune, Got a Right to Cry. That's Otis LaVille. Here's Miss Dee Dee Warwick.
We're caught in a trap.
last chart 45 from Miss D.B. Warwick. Early summer of 1971, D.B. Warwick out of East Orange, New Jersey, who coming up on the anniversary of her death. It was October 18th. About 11 years ago is when we lost D.B. Warwick there. Cool version, though, of Suspicious Minds, a song that most of you would know by the guy who had the big hit with that song, Elvis Presley. But she does a really cool version of that song, and it actually got some chart action. It peaked on the Billboard charts at number 80. D.B. Warwick and Suspicious Minds. Discover the week there. What a great record that is. In fact, I see the other radio stations and other disc jockeys are now starting to pick up on that particular 45. We'll make it a hit here in 2019 on the Yardbird record label. Love that record. The Sierras and You Cannot Untell a Lie. Yes, you shouldn't be telling those
lies. Lies. You're telling me that you'll be true. Someone new. Someday I'm gonna be happy, but I don't know when.
don't lie about this, but how many of you walked into a record store late 65, early 66 and said, hey, you got that new record by the Beatles called Lies? But it wasn't the Beatles, it was the Knickerbockers.
Rockin' and rollin' in the No Static Attic. This is Relics and Rarities with Dave the Ray.
Go, go!
My request!
Now, I got a really cool request from Charles Goggin over there in England. Yes, he's been digging on my archives, which, of course, you can find on my website, www.davetherave.com. And he found out about my show, I guess, a little while ago. And he says to me that he's been going through years of my archives. He's up to January 2nd of 2016. But he really digs the Relics and Rarities show. Yes, that's very cool. I do appreciate the email. And, of course, you can send an email to me as well, Dave at DaveTheRave.com. But he says that my daughter, who's only 11 years old, her name is Sophie Goggin, and she digs doo-wop. And one of the early songs that I got her dancing around to, which she kind of grew up with, was a really cool record by Donnie and the Dreamers. So for Sophie Goggin... request that is. Woo, love that record. And Sophie, Charles Goggin over there in the UK. I got an admission to make. I've owned that record for quite a while on the Taurus record label, Donnie and the Dreamers, and a tune called Be With You, and I never played that side. I'm hearing it for like the first time, but what a cool record. So thank you so much once again, Charles and Sophie Goggin, because I bought the record back in 63 for the other side. Yes, it's got a great other side, a great double-sided 45, Donnie and the Dreamers.
She'll never know.
Too many rock and rollers found heaven this particular year. Yes, indeed. And I can hear the Goggins, and I also hear Chuck DeBoggian. They're yelling at me, saying, "Data Ray, that wasn't Donnie and the Dreamers. That was Donnie and the Delcords." What was I thinking? I may be a record geek, but every now and then I make a mistake. Yes, so thank you for the calls and the emails quickly correcting me. Donnie and the Delcords, a very cool double-sided 45 from 63 in that Taurus record label. But that's the side that I actually bought the record for. Once again, Donnie and the Delcords in a tune called I Found Heaven. All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express. Next stop, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Definitive, pretty big hit down in Philadelphia. They loved it on WIBG and WFIL. The Kit Kats. Jamie 45 from the Kit Kats. Let's Get Lost on a Country Road. And on a country road,
country girl.
That's what you might meet, a country girl.
What a short romance.
I met a girl at a country dance. To me, she was so fine. I took one look and then I knew I wanted that girl to be mine. Lord, Lord, I wanted that girl to be mine. Country girl,
country girl,
had a dance,
had a dance.
What a show,
what a show,
short romance,
short romance.
I love the soul,
love the soul,
had a plan. My wife, as we danced across the floor, she said she would then disappear. I never saw her anymore. saw her anymore. Country girl, had a dance. What a show.
Jimmy Holiday on the Everest record label. David Rave, your record geek, loving that song. Once again, Jimmy Holiday and a tune called Country Girl. If you don't find her out in the country, well, check up in the hills. They say you'll find love in the hills. Sometimes you gotta get up into the hills to find love. Sometimes it's out on the country road, and sometimes, like, you know, the vibration said, you gotta climb up that mountain, get up those hills, love and then their hills. Day of the Rave here on the No Static Attic, where it's not 100% decorated yet, but I'm getting there, getting ready for the end of the month, because pretty soon it'll be Halloween. Yes, you gotta chase those records.
Just like a bloodhound, I'm on your trail, girl. I'm gonna catch you soon as I can, girl. Through the fields and forest I am chasing you each night and day. Slowly I am gaining on you, girl. You're my prey. Here I come, girl, just like a bloodhound. I'm gonna track you, chase you and find you, love you and bind you. Through the fields and forest I am chasing you each night and day, till I wrap my arms around you, girl. here I come. I'm gaining
the rave is gonna get you. Oh, yeah, I was sending it out to Crazy Al because he loves that record. The Chase, Joey Day, tune called The Chase on the Rust record label.
This is Relics and Rarities.
I keep on dancing for Dougie Martin burns a drink right now.
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
The Four Seasons.
Show. Sherry, can you come out tonight? Because I want to shake with you, Sherry.
Just me.
We're going to have a little dance contest. Who's the better dancer? Is it Sherry? Is it Lorinda? Who's the finest dancer in the land there? That is Harvey Russell and the Rogues, a song, of course, originally done by the Contours, written by Berry Gordy Jr. Harvey Russell and the Rogues did a really cool version of the song, though. It's called Shake Sherry. Well, last week's Mystery Oldie 45 was this song. We'll find out if anybody figured out who's doing the record.
Leaving you, babe, on the midnight train.
You don't want me hanging around. Whenever I'm there, you're putting me down. Don't worry, babe, I'm leaving town on the midnight train, heading westbound. Leaving my troubles, woes behind, to find somebody who's true and kind. You put me down, now you'll find I put you, babe, out of my mind.
Leaving you, babe, on the midnight train.
Get out of my life and put me back again.
You don't want me hanging around. Whenever I'm near, you're putting me down. Don't worry, babe, I'm leaving town on the midnight train, heading westbound. Troubles, woes behind, to find somebody who's true and kind. You put me down, now you'll find I put you, babe, out of my mind.
Goodbye, babe.
Yes, that was the Mystery Oldie record, and I don't know, let's see. I found my list over here. Let's see who figured out who did that record. That was the follow-up to Liar Liar by the Castaways, the group out of Minnesota. Yes, the Minnesota group known as the Castaways, in a tune called Goodbye, Babe. A record, well, it didn't do very well on the charts. I mean, you thought it might have been after Liar Liar, but believe it or not, the band out of St. Paul, Minnesota only hit the Billboard charts at number 101. 101 with that particular song, Goodbye, Babe. And our winners, Kevin Buxton, Alan Kitchener, both from Campbellsport, Wisconsin, Gary Mason from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Lucas Richie Appleton, Wisconsin, Chris Galisi, or maybe it's just Chris Galisi out of Colonial, New Jersey. He knew that it was the Castaways. Harold Fritkus as well from Edison, New Jersey. So congratulations to my Mystery Oldie winners. Now for this week's Mystery Oldie, you get one guess only. You got to tell me who's doing a record. You can call me up right now or after the show, 609-948-4487. You can also email me, dave@davetherave.com, and you got to tell me who is singing this record. Good luck to everyone. Database Mystery Oldie 45. We play just for fun. Get one guess and one guess only. Yes, that was kind of a big hit record. Who's doing that record? Call me up now or after the show, 609-948-4487. Or email me. Subject of the email should be Mystery Oldie. And that email address is dave@davetherave.com.
Record collections at yard sales. That's his music research. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Well, Howie Kaplan from Mexico actually recommended this particular 45, and I thought it was such a great request that I've decided to make it my Discovery of the Week. It is by The Seeds, the original flip side of You're Pushing Too Hard. Discover the Week. And I love the way that Howie Kaplan from Mexico kind of wrote his email. He said, Dave, I hope this is not out of the question, because I know it's a really hard and rare 45, and it is almost impossible to find that record. But could you play the original flip side of Pushing Too Hard, the tune called Out of the Question? And of course, on that original 45 that came out on the GNP Crescendo record label, that's the flip, Out of the Question, and a great record indeed. And even Pushing Too Hard on the original 45 is called You're Pushing Too Hard. So thank you, Howie Kaplan, for kind of reminding me about that particular record. Very cool Discovery of the Week. Once again, The Seeds. The Seeds and Out of the Question.
What kind of girl is this? She's never ever been kissed. Rubbity rub dub dub. She's never ever been in love. She's never been in the moonlight watching the stars above. Ah, tell me what kind of girl.
So respectable.
My baby's so respectable.
be. She's very respectable, and as long as she respects my 45s, well, then I'm okay with her. The great sound of the Isley Brothers in a tune called Respectable. That's going to do it for my Relics and Rarities show. Yes, I've run out of time. Although, as you know, I always have a blast. I just love playing all these cool hits and these 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. Ernie Fields and Cockroach. Where do I find these records? I know what you're thinking. And an instrumental called Cockroach Walk, which came out on the BB record label. And of course, you got a special crazy 45, a lost 45. Well, Dave the Ray with all the records you crave. Contact me, dial me up. Take a guess on that mystery oldie 45 as well. 609-948-4487. By the way, last week, we had like our own little record roll call, our Raider record, as Dick Clark used to call it. We paired up two records, which 52 years ago actually got played on American Bandstand right around this time. It was The Good Feelings and a tune called I'm Captured and Soul Shaking Psychedelic Sally by the Hallmarks, a group out of Oceanport, New Jersey. And I got to tell you, it was a very close vote, just like it was 52 years ago on Dick Clark's American Bandstand show. But scoring a little bit of a knockout here was the Hallmarks. Yes, the Hallmarks got about 80%, I think, was the vote. And the Good Feelings got about 70%. So a victory for the Hallmarks with that soul-shaking psychedelic Sally. And, of course, so once again, if you've got a special lost 45 or want to take a guess, you can call me up after the show as well, 609-948-4487. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.